Hey, everybody. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, well, actually, this is our continued coverage of Filene's Big Bright Minds located in Irvine, California. And in our virtual studios in Irvine at the conference site is Mr. Gord Baisley from Judy AI. Gord, how are you, sir?
Excellent. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. You're welcome. What's that?
Great to be here.
And indeed, yeah. I mean, so I'm speaking of being there. How is it? I mean, this is might be, you know, a lot of people's first conference in like a year and a half or 2 years. So how's the in-person stuff going?
Yeah, it's been amazing. It's been, you forget how energizing it is to meet people in person and see content in person. And, you know, we improvised really well through COVID, but that you can't replace this.
Yeah, even like the impromptu conversations in the hallways or, you know, or just a, hey, what did you think about that session? Or, hey, what do you guys do? And that type of stuff. Those types of things are hard to replicate in a Zoom environment.
No question about it. And it's been fun. First time I crossed the border in 2 years. So that's, you know, we're from Canada. So
wow.
We can do that again too. So great to be here in California for sure.
Congratulations on that too. Yeah, I forgot all about that. My gosh. All right. So, hey, tell us a little bit about Judy AI and then what brought you to Big Bright Minds this year?
Yeah. So we're a tech company and we provide a platform that helps credit unions with small business lending, which is a particularly hard category. You know, retail and larger commercial lending are pretty well taken care of, but small business is hard. And so we've been looking to come and get into the U.S. market and help U.S. credit unions with our solution. And so we're looking for partners to do that. And we found the Filene Institute and started having great conversations with them about how we could partner. And this is the first step in a partnership with them. And it's been great. You know, there's been a couple themes throughout the last couple days. Mining for growth is one. And we see, you know, small business lending and small business credit as a big potential growth opportunity. If you get the economics to work, then it's a growth area. Entrepreneurship's been another theme while we're here. So obviously, you know, the platform that we have supports entrepreneurs and getting capital and funding. And so that's been a nice fit from our perspective as well. So it's been just a great alignment, I guess, from my perspective.
So I'm chomping at the bit here because, I mean, we had Andy Stoll on earlier talking about his talk, and all he talked about was entrepreneurialism. So have you guys connected? And
I have not connected yet, but I absolutely will. I was like, I want to grab this presentation and run to the office and play it for our team. You know, it was right on the money in terms of
yeah, because we had Andy Stoll, and we also had, oh my gosh, I'm blanking. Oh. Brulé. Oh gosh, I can't remember her first name. My apologies, but they were all talking about small business lending and how that equates to enhancing entrepreneurialism. So yeah. So oh my gosh, your guys are walking lockstep. So you got to connect with them.
Absolutely. And it's pretty fascinating when you see some of the data they put up about new business formation in the last 12 months. So there's a lot of entrepreneurial small businesses percolating right now, and there's going to be a huge need for capital here. And so, you know, we love the opportunity to help with that for sure.
Indeed. And Robin Brulé is her name. I apologize, Robin. I couldn't remember your first name. So Robin Brulé and Andy Stoll, yeah, they were talking just what you were talking about. So really good stuff here. So speaking of that, so what are what has stood out for you at the conference? Any other than Andy's probably talking, you're probably all over that. You were probably taking pages and pages of notes, but anything else stand out for you so far?
Yeah, I mean, it's really been, I mean, the other one that you know, I really liked was the mission and margin statement, you know, where, and for us, I mean, we're a purpose-led company and we really connect with the idea of helping credit unions help entrepreneurs because we're entrepreneurs ourselves. So the mission piece really resonates for us. And obviously we have a platform that helps make the margins and the economics of lending work. So that's been for me, you know, again, a nice intersection of what we do with where the themes have been.
Yeah. I keep going back to Andy's talk, and he said one thing during our conversation is that entrepreneurialism, you know, being an entrepreneur, that has been not as prevalent as it has in the past. He said like the last 20 years, it hasn't been quite what it has been the 20 years prior. So do you want to comment on that? I mean, because I was stunned by that because you see like Elon Musk and all these great companies that have, you know, obviously Apple and all these companies that have started up and become great, great successes. But you see that and go, oh, wow, it's, you know, it's more popular than ever. But according to him, it's not. So what do you see on that front?
Yeah, I'll be interested to see the data in a couple of years, because I think there's a lot of stuff happening right now.
I think so too.
Happening. And his point about the democratization of entrepreneurship is really interesting. If you think about how easy it is now to connect or start a business, just think about accounting. You can go in 15 minutes, sign up for a platform like Xero, and you don't need to be an accountant. All of a sudden, your back end is taken care of. And it's $15 a month or whatever it is. And, you know, and just about every sort of function in the business, you can take care of that quickly and that cheaply. That didn't used to be possible. You used to need people and capital. And so if you were, you know, a sole proprietor or a small business, it was hard and expensive. Now it's easy. So you can just focus on the business. And I think that's going to drive a lot of activity.
I think so too. I think that's what trips up a lot of entrepreneurs, is that administrative stuff that just, even me, I'm like, oh my gosh, I got to do what? I just want to talk to cool people like you. That's what I want to do. So, but yeah, that administrative stuff is a big stumbling block. But yeah, there's all sorts of solutions out there that can take care of that for you, like you said, at a very cost-effective rate. So that's really, really good stuff here. So how do you see you guys and probably credit unions kind of collectively helping that move forward?
Yeah, I mean, you know, our platform just makes it seamless and quick to get money through a credit union if you're a small business. And so where it used to be days or weeks, now it's, you can have it done in certainly 24 hours, but even shorter. And so what it does is, it for the credit union, it opens it up because the economics now work for the credit union.
Mm-hmm.
And for the member, there's now this premium digital experience that they were used to getting only from fintechs. And so you put those both together, and all of a sudden you have a formula that's pretty powerful. And on top of that, you layer in the credit union sort of relationship driven local knowledge that is important to small business lending and, you know, best of all worlds.
Yeah, exactly. And I also see it as, like, you know, all these entrepreneurs out there starting up their companies, when they can get, you know, a small business loan from a credit union on day one, that really, I don't know, I guess the trust value or the loyalty there, you know, I mean, you're there from day one. So talk about a long-term relationship if it works. So that's a really good thing, I think, as well.
Absolutely. And one of our clients that's been most successful in this space views, they view small business relationships as very strategic relationships. If you have your small business loan and your small business banking activity with an institution, you probably have everything else there. That's Yep. not necessarily true of, say, if your mortgage is there, or
right.
You know, if you connected personally with a small business advisor, that's going to be a pretty powerful connection to the institution.
Indeed.
So it's a very strategic sort of piece of business.
Yeah. And time is of the essence right now, because I think you said at the top of the show that it's especially coming out of the pandemic, at least from what I've read as well, that there's a lot of startups happening. A lot of folks are starting their own gig, so to speak. So is that what you're seeing as well? And that probably positions you your company quite nicely too.
Yeah, no question that activity. And the other thing that's happening, both Canada and the US, Canada's got the CEBIP program. The U.S. has got PPP, but at some point, businesses are, you know, the government support's going to run out. Businesses are going to need normal course financing, and they're going to have to refinance that capital in some way or replace it in some way down the road. And so that's a lot of volume that's going to come at some point when that happens.
Oh, yeah. So, oh, yeah. Last question for you, Gord, before I let you go. Any takeaways from the conference? What do you want to take back to Judy AI on Monday morning, so to speak?
I just want to, you know, for our team, I'd love to take everything. I wish I could have brought the whole team down here to you know, get the energy. So I want to take the energy back that, you know, I felt here, and particularly around the whole theme of entrepreneurship. We had just come off of a week where we got our team together to talk about purpose, and it ironically ended up connecting into this entrepreneurial sort of theme. And then I come down here, and 3 days later, we're talking about it here. So I wish I could have done both events at once. Our team would have loved it.
Great idea. Great idea. All right, Gord. Well, I'm going to let you get back at it. Appreciate the time, and keep up the good work. Okay. And let's connect again. I'd love to have maybe one of your credit union clients come on and talk about how you guys have served them and help them succeed in this area. That'd be a lot of fun too down the road.
We'd love to do that. Absolutely.
Okay. Thanks. Well, let's keep in touch. All right. Thanks again, Gord. Appreciate it. And you are now free to go, sir.
Thank you.